Live and Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yes, it is the Monica J Show. How you doing? Oh my gosh, this weather. What happened to our sunny days? It's cold out there. I actually had to turn the heat back on after I'd been fiddling with the air conditioning. Oh well. You know what? When you wake up and you open your eyes and you think, hey, it's another day. Opening your eyes, it's a good day, no matter what you're going through. So get up, get going. I know. You've already been at work for, what, 4 or 5 hours? Oh, I should probably change that. 884-9910. Not only to be able to call into the show, but also that is our text line if you've got anything that you'd like to text me about, including kind of today's subject. And that is all candidates, not just the ones you recognize, not just Senate and Assembly, not just Congress, all candidates. Here's our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. I have been getting email after email after email on this subject. So today's poll, should all candidates, including nonpartisan offices, be required to fill out a personal, political, and professional profile on the day of filing? Okay, think about that. Should all candidates, including nonpartisan offices, be required to fill out a personal, political, and professional profile on the day of filing? Tom sent me this email at about 10 or about 9:30 this morning. Monica, I am concerned about the judges who are nonpartisan. A candidate may be the best qualified, but if he or she is a Democrat, I will not vote for that person. Being a Democrat tells me volumes. I have tried to find out party affiliation, but have not been successful. Do you have a source for all judge candidates of their party affiliation? Tom, I believe, yes, there is. It's either with the Registrar of Voters or the Secretary of State's office. You can go and you can see when somebody files for office. You can go back and see their past political affiliation. People check that all the time. But here's the deal. I think it has to be more than just party affiliation. Because people have been messing with that for years. You know, re-register as a Democrat and you can go mess with their primary and, you know, vote for Hillary so she's the candidate to run. People switch parties left and right. Literally, no pun intended. Sorry about that. People switch political parties every day. Does that mean, though, that that is what their values are behind? That's how we get rhinos. Everybody's so excited about the walkaway movement. And if you don't know what that is, that's Democrats leaving the Democrat Party and switching to Republican. But who's to say that that is not now creating rhinos? They're created somehow. But if you are able to look at their past, their beliefs on things, I believe that that gives you more of an essence of who they are. But that's why the poll question today. I'm very disappointed that I have a tendency to push Ballotpedia. All states, all offices, you can go and you can search candidates there, Ballotpedia.com. And nobody, well, I'm not going to say nobody, hardly anybody is filling out the profiles? Hardly anybody. And for people who are really trying to do good, who are really trying to do the research before they vote in the primary, please don't just get your ballot and fill it out. Early voting also coming very shortly, a week and a half away. Know everything you can about the people who are going to be representing you. And that includes the district court judges. That includes the Supreme Court judges. We have a listener who has had intimate knowledge of the Nevada Supreme Court and of the courts in Southern Nevada. So, Jean, if you are listening, please, please call. If you have any information on the judges that are out there who are running, you know the number, Jean. I need your help on this one, because the only thing I know of judges are the face that they present to me when they find out who I am. Because as people know, I've been on the radio for a long time. Not just 18 and a half years with the last company I was with. I was on music radio before that. So a lot of people have... Bless his heart. Somebody actually came up to a rally and told me this, that he's grown up with me. And, you know, I find that an honor, that if somebody started listening to me when I was on K-Wins back in the day, you know, when Top 40 radio was still fun Top 40 radio, that's awesome. But now they've followed me over into politics. That is very humbling. But I am presented with the face that people want me to see. The smile, the handshake, the, you know, yes, I'm running for office. Yes, I'd love to be on the show. And I don't necessarily know who these people are either. And that sucks. Because it is in the court system, as you have just seen, you know, what was it, the Wisconsin Supreme Court telling the governor that, no, you are violating people's rights, knocking down the entire stay-at-home order. Not every state Supreme Court is going to do that. Because it depends on the people that you elect. I know, it sucks. But that's it. It's the way it is. Somebody just sent me a text. South Lake Tahoe canceled fireworks for 4th of July. I hope you are really getting what this is all about. Really? Why would you cancel fireworks? People can social distance, physical distance, and look up into the sky and see some sort of celebration of our independence. But we don't have any independence right now, so you might as well cancel the fireworks. You might as well. Because this is what's going on. It's not about a virus. It's about an election. And I had a very nice lady send me an email and say, you know, we got to stop with this social distancing thing. It's physical distancing. And now that I have thought about it, because I first agreed and said, yeah, you know, let's do the physical distance. Let's not call it social distancing. No. It is social distancing. They want you not to be able to talk to people in public over a beer, over a meal, and talk honestly. They want you on social media. They want you talking that way so they can monitor what you're saying. And if you think, oh, well, she's a wacko, you know, get the tin hat out, then you are seriously not paying attention to what's going on. I mean, this is crazy. And I don't know how it's going to end. I know how it's going to end for me because I'm going to stand and fight. Whether it be with my words, whether it be with my actions. I've already been criticized enough for being out at the rallies. Encouraging people to be at the rallies. Encouraging people not to wear masks. But guess what? The last time that I checked, you are still a free American. And you're just not acting like it. Because you're not looking at numbers. You're not listening to what people are saying when it is very obvious numbers are being skewed on COVID deaths. Now, Craig, I'll stop babbling on. I'll take it. Oh, okay. Sorry, having a little conversation with my producer. But you hopefully have heard multiple times, multiple times, that it doesn't matter what somebody dies from. They died of COVID. They died of the coronavirus. Doesn't matter if it was a heart attack. Doesn't matter if it was leukemia. So don't you think that those numbers are going to be skewed? Can't you just even use common sense to know? Where are all our flu numbers? Have you noticed that people just aren't dying of the common flu? Doesn't that seem suspicious to you? And if it doesn't, then I really don't want you participating in politics. Because that's just pathetic. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. We've got some special guests with us today, hopefully getting the word out. We've got candidates that will be speaking. And if I click on my calendar here, tell you exactly, Maurice White is going to be joining us just after 10:30. And Jeff Manasso, actually, is going to be joining us once again from Fox News Radio to talk about the great potato giveaway and our food supply. Because, yes, it is going to be affected with all that's going on. And food prices? Well, maybe that's why people are getting that little extra in the unemployment checks, because they're going up. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
I'm so excited! It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's about time. Sometimes your voices are heard. They raise the speed limit on USA Parkway. Wait, no. Veterans Parkway. I'm so excited. 55 in some spots. So that's where they're going to get you. Because you're just going to start going 55 and all of a sudden you're not going to know you're in a 45 zone and, you know. You know somebody will be hiding there to get their quota. Yeah, hiding in plain sight. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jackie. Jackie wants to talk about graduation signs. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, you're You're welcome. Well, I'm very, very upset. My neighbor's daughter is graduating, and they have an exchange student living with them, and there are two signs in front of their house that the school has given to the graduates. And my neighbor received a letter saying he had to take those signs down, and I am beside myself. I cannot believe what those poor kids, what they're going through.
Did he take the signs down?
I'm sure he did. I'll have to go out. I'm sure he did. But he got a letter from the homeowners. I'm going to walk out the front door and look to see.
I'm sorry, anyway. Jackie. You tell him to put those signs back in. And what homeowners association do you belong to?
Windhaven.
Windhaven Homeowners Association, you suck completely.
I am so upset. You know what? That exchange student is going to go home and is going to tell her parents what happened. And it's going to be all over her country saying that what the Americans did.
Yeah, you can't even have a sign in your front door. I'm sorry, but if you can have political signs in your front yard for so many days or whatnot, and for each candidate, you can have a damn sign for your graduates.
But I don't see any of those signs as I walk for candidates here. But that's, I am so upset.
And Jackie, you should be, because stuff like that is just so absolutely stupid and maddening that the homeowners association and the entire area of Windhaven should be so embarrassed.
So how can we tell all the homeowners what they're doing?
First off, you tell your neighbor to please, please, please put those signs back in their front yard. And
okay, so what if they get another nasty letter from the Homeowners Association?
Then you send it to me.
Okay.
It's the first, it's called the First Amendment.
Okay.
Okay, the freedom of speech doesn't stop at just speaking. It's the freedom of expression. It's the, if you own that property, you own that property. And
right.
We will drag Windhaven, just like the American flag, just like candidates' political signs. We will drag Windhaven Homeowners Association. Did everybody get that? Because it doesn't matter what homeowners association you belong to. If you are sending out letters like this, because people are trying to honor their graduates, to give them some sort of celebration for all of the years of hard work that they've been through. If you silence any piece of that, we will rake you over the coals and we will find a lawyer who will take on the case.
Okay.
Because this is ridiculous. Jackie, I am...
Those poor kids, I just hurt so... So bad for those kids, because I'm a retired teacher.
Oh.
Okay, I will go next door and tell them to put the signs back up.
And you, if you, we have fax numbers here, we have emails. If you can scan it, please have them send me a copy of that letter. And we'll go ahead, if they're concerned about it, we'll go ahead and start fighting it now.
Well, I don't know I know they're upset, but... My neighbor, I'm quite elderly, and my neighbor cuts my lawn every Wednesday, my back lawn. And when he came yesterday, he told me, he said, I'm so upset. So I've been upset all night.
You know, and there's no reason to be upset. That's how they do this.
I hurt for those children.
They work on fear. They work on intimidation. And that includes homeowners associations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are always special circumstances. And for somebody to send that letter out and not think, wow, you know, it's a graduation sign. I think we can let this slide.
And know what? My daughter lives very close to me. And their neighbors have a student who's graduating and has a sign out, a neighbor. And the neighbors are, they're talking about going to all the neighbors in that area and taking a collection and giving that child a check.
Oh, for scholarship. That would be great.
And you know, and my daughter and son-in-law don't even know that boy.
I
don't even
know
the people that live in that house.
I think everybody should just do a homemade sign, get some glitter, get some sparkle, get some, you know, swag on it, and just congratulate all of the graduates, whether you have a kid or not. Everybody just put a sign out in your yard and congratulate all of the graduates and, you know, say you're sorry that they have to go through this because the adults are not adulting right now. Jackie, thank you so much, and have your neighbor call me. You can either, he can either call me off air or on air, but I definitely want to talk to him. So, Jackie, thank you so much for being a part of the show today and letting us know that this is happening. Seriously, that's happening here? I get that from, you know, some places in California that have sticks up their rear ends. But here, that is just maddening. We'll be right after this Fox News update. We'll be back on the Monica J Show, your show. Getting really tired of this. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on today's episode or whatever you call it, today's show. You can listen to all of our podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. Podcasts are right there, including our question of the day. So here we go. It's really simple. If you are a candidate, I want to know who you are. Should all candidates, including nonpartisan offices, I'm so tired of, oh, it's a nonpartisan office. You don't need to know anything about me. It's a nonpartisan office. Be required to fill out a personal, political, and professional profile on the day of filing. If you file for office, you also have to give them these profiles. That's today's question. Yesterday's poll question, would you like to see Elon Musk move his headquarters and car manufacturing to Nevada? 37% said yes, 9% said no, 27% just what we need, more displaced Californians and their lefty voting. That, you know, exactly. Sure, and move it all to Nevada and hire only Nevadans. Sure, just what we need, another rich bully lib moving into Nevada. So just a few of the responses there. So I hope your elected representatives are listening. Because you don't make the rules. They make the rules. I truly hope you are paying attention to what is going on nationally right now with the Flynn case. Because this is detrimental to our country. And the sad part is, whether it be Carter Page, whether it be General Flynn, whether it be the president, whether it be Maurice, it just shows when people are in positions of power, you can be a target. It seems to be the American way now. As soon as people get into the positions of power, they do everything they can to protect whatever power they have and to manipulate whatever they can. It all starts from the ground up. And that means our city council, our commissioners, our supervisors, all the people that we surround ourselves with in elected positions, you have to know the people that you are electing. So joining us right now is Maurice White. Maurice, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's very nice to have you here.
Good morning, Monica. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. I'm getting everything out. Hey, Maurice, you are running and you have filed to run for Carson City Board of Supervisors for Ward 2. Have you ever held elective office before?
I have not. And I have to tell you, the years that I have spent interacting with the Carson City government, attending their meetings, not just the Board of Supervisors meetings, but the all of the committees that feed the information up to the Board of Supervisors, that's what drives me to wanting to be in this elected position. And to your question about being a nonpartisan seat, all seats are partisan. Yeah. If you elect a Democrat, they will govern as a Democrat, a Republican as a Republican, a communist as a communist. And so for myself, to answer your question, I am a constitutionalist registered with the Republican Party. And I will work on the basis of every agenda item that comes to me. My very first question will be, is this something the founders of our country would want our government to be doing? And it has to get a yes answer before I will support that agenda item.
Maurice, that is the most wonderful thing I've heard in a long time. I am also a constitutionalist registered as a Republican. When it comes to fiscal responsibility, everything that government wants to do always falls on the backs of taxpayers. How do you feel about that? Because, well, you know, in the Constitution, it's not really anything in there about paying taxes.
Well, you know, I do not and will not support anarchy. The only way our government can operate is with taxing the citizens. So while there may not be any direct response or direct comment to taxing the citizens, we have to have a functional government. But right. Let's do this. Let's keep our governments concentrating on the health and safety items that our businesses and residents and our visitors expect from our government. And so that means cutting out these frivolous projects. That means staying closer to what I consider a constitutional government. And that's the way I will approach the situation. You know, one of my favorite quotes that I have heard over the last several years comes from Thomas Paine. And he says, the duty of a true patriot is to protect his country from its government. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I believe that's true, because we keep going down these paths of all of these sweetheart deals, giving Tesla tax breaks, the Raiders tax breaks. Here in Carson City, we have several funds where we give money to businesses for facade improvement, things of this nature. We need to get back to as small a functional government as we can possibly have. I see no reason that we give money to a derelict property owner to paint their property when we're driving through potholes in our streets. We need to get back to what our government should be providing.
Wow, Maurice, I love you. I wish I lived in Carson City. You've already got my endorsement. You know, one of the things that I've said all the time is the flower pots, they're frivolous. The artwork, it's frivolous. You know, if somebody wants to donate right. that stuff, that's fantastic. But the city should not be on the hook, because the city actually isn't on the hook. It's the taxpayers that's on the hook. You know, if you go to every single taxpayer and the majority rules and they say, yeah, we're okay with that, then that's all well and good. But to just go out and put these things in, it's not right. It should be private enterprise. What do you think about the gun range? Should the gun range be privatized?
I believe that our governments should not be operating facilities that interrupt an entrepreneur's ability to have a business. I think with 60,000 people here in Carson City, with the extremely high numbers of Douglas County and Washoe County residents that use all of our park systems here in Carson City, and specifically in this question, the gun range, I think we're getting into an area where the government's interfering with an entrepreneur. This particular gun range is put on by the taxpayers, and in Carson City, we have a system where all of these, a good number of these facilities that are provided are expected to pay for themselves. So at some point in time, that being, in my opinion, even though I do believe in the Second Amendment very strongly, probably further than most people do, at some point, the gun range needs to support itself to a certain extent.
You know, I feel that way actually about all the parks and everything, because when you put it on the taxpayer, now it's like you're just creating jobs in the sense that, okay, now somebody has to maintain those parks through the city. Somebody has to watch over them, and you're just creating more jobs and more bureaucracy. You know, is there anything else that you think that shouldn't be under control of the city that should go back to private enterprise entrepreneurs?
How about the swimming pool? We have 60,000 people in this town, and there are two private swimming pools that, to be honest with you, would be enterprises beyond belief if we didn't have a publicly supported swimming pool. We get into a little trouble with that situation here in Carson City because, like you said, if the voters vote for it, well, in 1998, we had question 18, quality of life. Part of that question was a special tax to provide a swimming pool. So the voters voted for it. So how do you get rid of it? Well, I think there's ways to start working through that process and take that swimming pool into private hands.
You know,
it was completely mismanaged. The swimming pool wasn't even paid for, and we had to do about $500,000 rebuild because it was falling apart, and it wasn't even paid for yet. I don't think a private industry would allow that to happen.
You know, Maurice, I agree and disagree with the whole voting on something like that, because you only get a portion of the residents who come out and actually vote. You know, so
right.
It's like, unless the city takes it upon itself to contact every single resident and ask for their opinion on it, then it shouldn't go through. You know, just in that particular time, you know, what, 40% of the residency voted? It's like, that's not fair.
Right. Well, I think that comes into another controversial subject, and that's mail-in ballots. Myself, I have some angst over the security systems in place for that, but I truly believe, you know, especially with this being an off-cycle non-presidential year, which really drives the numbers even lower, I think you're going to see this election an unprecedented number of votes because nobody had to do anything to vote. They didn't have to get off their couch to go vote. And so they're going to do that. I'm pretty nervous about security, but you're going to, I don't know if you want more people voting on things like our question 18, you can't just drag people to the polls. They won't go. So I don't know what the,
well, you know,
is.
If you put that poll at Walmart, people seem to drag their tookuses to Walmart. So that's a possibility.
You know, we have a situation where through the courts and backed up to the legislature, I hope I don't offend anybody here, but because it is so incredibly difficult for the residents of the Indian reservations to get to town to vote, we have to put polls on the reservations. So I don't know, maybe neighborhood polling places are a good idea. I know Carson City has a super advantage over so many of the other communities here in Nevada. We are compact.
Yeah.
We, you know, we geographically, we go way out south of Dayton, clear to the middle of Lake Tahoe. But people don't live in those places. That's all federal grand land and everything. We have about a 4.5 mile residence radius of where people live. So, you know, we don't have those kind of geographical traveling problems for people to get to a poll, but still people don't vote. You know, I mean, how hard is it if you really want to vote to walk a couple of miles to the poll?
Yeah, I mean, with everything that we've done with early voting, with mail-in ballots, with, you know, putting them in grocery stores, it's just,
yeah,
it's unbelievable that people are just so complacent that they just don't even use their voice.
Yeah, I'm glad you used the word complacent, because a lot of times we hear apathy thrown in there, and you know, truly, through my campaign, other campaigns that I've worked on for other candidates, I really don't think people are apathetic, because they do truly care. They're not motivated for some reason. They have some excuse. They have my vote.
They don't think
count.
Their vote counts. Yeah.
And which is absolutely nonsense, because here's a little factoid that I actually got from Patty Caffaretta. 11 times since Nevada has been a state, an election has ended in a tie. And so in that case, it comes down to a cut of the cards. So your vote does matter. People, mm-hmm. you have to vote. Here in Carson City, supervisor's race was decided on 25 votes. Your wow. vote matters. You have yeah. to vote. And this idea that it doesn't make any difference, they're going to do what they want to do when they get in there anyway, well, keep voting until you get the right person.
Yeah.
In fact, do more.
Well, and I believe we wouldn't have Governor Sisolak if we had 7,000 more people vote.
Exactly.
All right.
Get off the couch and go vote.
All right, Maurice, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you. Do you have a website that people can go to help you out financially, run, or to find out more information about you?
So I am not running a website in this cycle. I'm strictly on Facebook, and you can find me at Maurice for Ward 2, and you can call me at 775-297-6484. And
all right.
I answer every phone call that comes, unless I'm on another phone call.
Maurice White for Ward 2, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk. There is.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and hopefully tomorrow and the day after that. So we were supposed to be staying at home and self-quarantining and facing a shutdown of our entire economic system because we had to flatten the curve. Well, now we have to wait for a cure. We have to wait for a vaccine. Seriously? We have had here in Northern Nevada, we have had 83,000 tests performed. This is for all of Nevada. We've had close to 70,000 people tested. Almost 63,000 tested negative, 6,500 positive. And we've seen 331 deaths statewide. 331 deaths. Now, take that number with a grain of salt, since doctors are being told to say everything is COVID. If you died of a heart attack and you had COVID-19, that was the reasoning. If you still believe all of this is about a virus and not about an election, I know my boss hates it when I do this, but you really should be listening to somebody else. I love you. I'm working for you. I'm trying to find the truth and the facts. I'll give you another little tidbit when we come back after this break about what's happening at the Paiute tribe.